My motivation for accumulation is distribution. And so we increase in order for us to be the blessing that God has called us to be.
What is the true meaning of prosperity? What is God's plan for wealth and abundance? Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and her guest Pastor George Pearsons uncover the right motivation for seeking increase.
Hello everybody, welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're having a special treat this week. Pastor George is preaching to us about supernatural increase. That's what we're doing. In this portion, we're going to talk about supernatural increase. And it's been so good. So if you've missed any of the broadcasts, go to the internet and watch. And also, he has given permission for you to preach this to your congregation, to your friends and neighbors. He says, take it and do something with it. I mean, it's good news. George, it's been terrific.
Well, all of these...
It's passed so fast.
It has gone by quickly. All of these outlines are on kcm.org.
Good.
They just go to the homepage, click on to that picture of you and I. And
you'll be thrilled.
And they'll get the outlines. You know, Gloria, we are talking about 10 more days of prosperity. We did 10 days of prosperity in November. We're doing 10 more days of prosperity. And each one of these messages really helps us develop our faith, enlarge our capacity, and you have to renew your mind.
That's right.
To these things.
That's what the Word does. It enlarges your capacity to receive power of God, whether it's in healing, whether it's in your finances, your family, believing for your family. That's a good way to say that. It enlarges your capacity to receive.
You know, you and Kenneth have a ministry tool called, I believe it's the 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Financial Breakthrough. And I would recommend that people order that because you can go through that. I've got one at home. I was listening to the CD the other day that's on it. It's CDs and DVDs. And then each day has a journal, an article. And so you can have your very own 10 days of prosperity. And within that 10-day period, it will begin to affect you. It will change your thinking.
That's what
and
has
we,
to happen.
We must have this right now. It is a crucial time in the life of our nation, in the life of our economy, and we must be built up these areas. We must, to fulfill the plan that God has for us, we must prosper. The same way that we are to be healed and whole, we are to prosper as well.
Amen.
So, this is day 4.
Hallelujah.
Day 4 of 10 more days of prosperity.
All right.
And what we're going to be talking about today, we're going to talk about supernatural increase and multiplication. You know, man tries to increase himself, and he does that through toil. But there is a supernatural increase and a supernatural multiplication that we operate in the kingdom of God system.
Right.
You know, supernatural, I took that word one time and broke it apart. Super means above and beyond. Natural, of course, is of this world.
Yeah.
So what we're talking here is something that is above and beyond the natural course of this world. And that's why we're not subject to the times. That's why we may have the same conditions around us, but we experience different results. That is why we thrive.
That's right.
And not just survive.
And you and I are not talking about something we haven't experienced.
That's right.
We started out without, so to speak. We started out needing help.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, we were deep in debt when we found out about faith in the Word of God.
And you and Kenneth have
taught... But we didn't stay there.
You've taught Terry and I how to prosper. We, in turn, have taught Jeremy and Aubrey how to prosper. And now Jeremy and Aubrey have the opportunity to teach Aubrey's daughter, Eileen, and Jeremy's son, Justice.
And they start out ahead.
We talked to them in the womb, so they got a head start on
this.
Supernatural increase and multiplication.
Amen.
Let's look at the 119th, 115th Psalm, and I'm looking here at verse 12. Let's take a look at that.
What a wonderful scripture.
The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us.
He will.
He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel.
Amen.
He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children.
Yes, amen.
You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth has He given to the children of men.
That's right.
So we find here in this scripture in verse 14, and this is what we're centering up on this day, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children.
You pass it on, don't you?
Yeah, you pass it on. It goes from one generation to the next. We are watching our children be blessed. We are watching our children's children be blessed. And He is increasing us. And that is the will of the Lord, to supernaturally increase you and supernaturally multiply the seed that is sown. You know, I did a little study here of this phrase, shall increase you more and more. And in the Hebrew, that whole phrase is one word, actually. It has one meaning to it, shall increase you more and more. And the Hebrew simply means to continue to add over and above.
Wow.
We are being added to over and above. We are experiencing the increase of God, and we are experiencing the multiplication, and He is continuing to add to us over and above.
Praise
That's
God.
Exciting.
Is that on my notes?
That's
when
on your
I
notes.
This?
You've got that. You can preach
okay.
that. You can take that. Preach it
I'd
all.
I'd like for everybody listening to preach it, wouldn't you?
All of these scriptures
That's
that
great.
We're looking at are on
more
here.
More and more.
And Gloria, I've just
I did
been,
not know that. I like that.
I've just been meditating on the fact that He is our supernatural increase. That we are supernaturally being increased.
Absolutely.
Even in times of economic stress.
That's right.
We're being increased. You know, I don't know exactly how it happens, but I declare this over my investments. Terry and I have investments.
Amen. Amen.
And I declare over my investments that they are supernaturally increasing and they are supernaturally multiplying.
Amen. Well, one thing that's encouraging is for us, we can see how God supernaturally increased us from where we were some years ago. And that took an awesome miracle,
you know,
to get us out of debt and to get us on the prosperous side of life.
Gloria, when I came on the scene here in this ministry, it was 1976. The ministry was 9, and we were out at Lake Arlington.
We were 9 years old?
9 years old. We had about 12 people on staff. And
George, we've prospered since you've been here.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Every time there's an opportunity to become discouraged, whether it's financial or otherwise, I just look at where we were.
That's right.
And I see where we are. God has supernaturally increased this ministry.
You know,
the other day, we were down in the dining room of the administrative building, and I was ministering to a new members class that we have down there on Sunday mornings. Well, that area of the building looks like the building that we used to be in Lake Arlington. Those windows that were facing the lake. And I stood there ministering to those people, but then in the back of my mind, I thought, you could fit that office in the dining room. Look what God has done.
That's the truth.
He has supernaturally increased and multiplied this ministry, not just the property that we're on and the buildings and the offices all over the world, but the capacity to preach the Word like you and I are doing right now all over the world.
All over the world.
My goodness, did you ever think about that when you were in Tulsa?
No, not exactly.
When you were, as Kenneth says, in that shotgun house, God has increased us, but it doesn't stop here. He's going to continue to
That's
increase
right.
us. Let's look at some more scriptures here, Gloria. Psalm 67, 5 through 7. It says, let the people praise Thee, O God. Let all the people praise Thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear Him.
Praise
and
God.
And so it says here that
praise.
You know, one of the things as we praise Him and thank Him for what He has done, it says that the earth shall yield her increase.
Amen. Now, when you praise, what do? You say something good about God.
Yeah.
You talk about how awesome He is, how big He is. You say what He says.
Father, I thank You in the name of Jesus for how You are blessing us.
Yes.
And how You are supernaturally increasing
us. Amen.
And Lord, how You took us from a low estate and You've lifted us up into higher places. I just praise You for that, Lord.
Glory to
God. That's what I do.
That's excellent.
That's what I do.
That's good.
Now look at this, Gloria. This Message translation of that scripture says, You mark us with blessing, O God. You mark us with blessing.
I was looking at that, and on this outline, it's got MSG, and I was
MSG.
MSG translation.
That's the Message translation.
Okay.
You mark us. We are marked.
We are for prosperity.
We are marked for prosperity.
For success.
Yeah.
For abundance.
Right.
For
exactly.
healing.
We are.
Blessing. Increase.
You
peace.
Know, we have watched this over the years. We found out that people were persecuted for preaching the new birth.
Yes, they were.
But we have now accepted that. There were people that were persecuted for preaching about healing. But now we've accepted
that.
And you know, Kenneth said this one time, and I've made a point.
I've heard of people persecuted
for
prosperity.
Teaching abundance. Yeah. But you know, the people that do not criticize us are the ones that really need it.
That's the
they
truth.
Really are in dire straits.
They're glad. They think it's good news.
It's good news to them.
I thought it was good news, too, because I was in dire straits.
It was.
Hallelujah.
It's serious. There are people in serious trouble, Gloria.
That's
you know,
right.
One of the things that I've taken note of are all of the foreclosures. We have never in the history of this nation reached the record number of foreclosures. Now, there may be somebody out there right now watching us that they are being threatened with foreclosure. You need to know this. You need to know that God wants to increase you.
That's right.
That it is His plan and His purpose to increase you and for you not to lose your money, but
That's
for you to come up to the next place. But you know, Gloria, every time I think about those foreclosures, those aren't just houses that are going back to the bank. Those are families
That's right.
that are being displaced. And so people need that. They're struggling without jobs and they're struggling without those homes. The Lord wants to increase us. We are marked with blessing.
We are marked. Hallelujah.
We are marked with blessing. I like this Psalm 85:12. It says, "The Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase."
Amen.
Now, Gloria, our land represents whatever it is that we do.
That's right.
Your land, our land, is the preaching of the gospel.
That's right.
And so the land that we have is yielding her increase.
Amen.
There may be somebody watching that might be in the real estate business. Well, their land is yielding their increase. There is supernatural increase.
That's a good scripture if you're selling a piece of land, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. That's good. Our land shall yield her increase. we get top dollar.
Glory to God.
For our land.
Amen.
Look at this one. Leviticus 26:4. I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Now, I like what Genesis 26:9 says in the Amplified translation. You like this too. For I will be leaning toward you with favor and regard for you, rendering you fruitful, multiplying you, and establishing and ratifying my covenant with you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's in every economy.
Every
that
economy.
That word is the word of God.
That's exactly right, Gloria. You're right. The Word of God is not contingent upon the economy. Isn't that good news?
Our blessing comes out of heaven and it manifests in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
It affects the earth, but it comes out of heaven
it
and
comes
the earth
out of
has
heaven.
To respond.
God gives
it's
the
God.
Increase.
That's right.
He gives the increase. So He said, I'll be leaning towards you with favor.
Yes, Lord.
In regard for you, I am rendering
Excellent.
You fruitful. I
Praise
render
God.
You fruitful.
I
That's what He's saying
it.
To us.
Hallelujah.
And we receive it. And He's saying that to you right
we
now, too. He's
it.
Rendering you fruit. Consider yourself fruitful.
Hallelujah.
You know, Gloria, this goes back to the original intent that God had in the book of Genesis. Of course, Kenneth has taught us now for years about the blessing. And the blessing were the first words that man heard. Yes. And when God spoke to man, he rendered him fruitful.
That's right.
He rendered
spoke
him
it into him and on him
prosperous.
Yes.
And so that's something that we walk in. Supernatural increase is working in my life.
That's right.
It's working
it
in your life.
It has to be received.
It has to be.
Adam didn't hold on to it. Adam and Eve didn't hold
he
on to it.
He let go of it.
But we have to receive it, and we don't let it go.
And we are increasing, and of course,
we experience
the reason that, and let's talk about this for a moment. The reason that we benefit, the meaning of prosperity, the true meaning of past prosperity, true meaning, the true prosperity is the ability to use the power of God to meet the needs of mankind, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially. That's the definition
That's right.
that Kenneth gave for the meaning of prosperity. And so the purpose for our increase, my motivation for accumulation is distribution. And so we increase in order for us to be the blessing that God has called us to be.
But then the more you distribute, what happens?
The more you will receive.
The more you increase.
Book
it's
of
a
Proverbs,
great plan.
It's a wonderful plan. The book of Proverbs says that if you water, you will be watered.
That's right. Praise
and
God.
And so the increase is on.
That's right.
The increase is
Amen.
On us.
All the time.
And I'm declaring over this congregation that's watching us today, I am declaring over you the supernatural increase and multiplication of God.
Yes.
Every bill paid.
We receive it.
Every
Jesus
bill
Christ.
Paid.
Amen.
Every need met.
Every need met.
Every debt wiped out and
every
canceled.
Every debt wiped out.
And more than enough left
more
over.
Than
too
abundance.
Much. Abundance.
Glory to God.
Abundance. That's the supernatural increase of
that's
God,
right.
and that's what God does. He is the God
Praise
of increase.
Praise God. Yes, he is.
Now, this Genesis 26, 12 through 14, this is what God did for Isaac. Isaac was a man of the increase of God.
He was.
The New Living Translation said, when Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain than he planted, for the Lord blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued
wow,
to grow.
Wow, that's a great translation.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
He acquired so many flocks of sheep and goats and herds of cattle and servants that the Philistines became jealous of him.
People out in the world got jealous, huh?
Now, look at that instance there
that's
of
a great scripture.
Isaac. Isaac, in Genesis 26, Gloria, I have studied that over and over again in the light of what's been going on in the economy. There was a famine in the land.
Uh-huh, that's right.
And you know, in the book
that's
of Proverbs...
That's a good scripture for this hour.
In the book of Proverbs, I don't have that scripture with me right now, but it says that the righteous laugh at famine.
Oh, I forgot that scripture. That's great.
And there were several others about that, but the increase of God was working in Isaac's life in spite of what the economy was around him. It works. It works. The economy of God works whether or not the natural economy, when you separate yourself, like Kenneth says, from that Babylonian world system.
Right.
And you go over into the kingdom of God system, then that spiritual, supernatural increase and multiplication is working on our behalf.
In the Babylonian system, you pay men, and I'm talking about in the form of interest, you
yeah.
pay men.
Yeah.
But in the to help you. But in God's system, you believe Him and trust Him.
Yeah.
And He helps you.
That's right.
He doesn't charge the interest.
That's right. Exactly.
He doesn't enslave you to debt.
Supernatural.
He blesses you.
Supernatural income works on the inside of us. We must see ourselves prosperous on the inside first.
That's right.
I wish above all things that you may prosper and
Amen.
Be in health, even as your soul prospers. So it begins on the inside. But the more you say it and the more you believe
Meditate
it and the more
the
you
word.
Receive it, the meditation yeah. of it enlarges
See
the capacity.
See yourself with it. Receive it. See yourself. I mean, even if you have bills piled this high that you can't pay and you read the scripture on my God shall increase you, He'll meet your needs liberally according to His
right.
riches and glory
That's right.
by Christ Jesus,
That's
not according
right.
to what's happening down here now. see yourself with it?
Gloria, He daily loads us with benefits.
Amen.
You know, Terry and I and our family confess that scripture. He daily loads us with benefits. And the increase of God that comes from the sowing of our seed, we believe for that supernatural increase. And people make a big mistake when they say, well, I guess my giving isn't working. I guess that sowing isn't working. God is not mocked.
That's right.
Do not be deceived.
No.
Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. And we've taken that from the negative side. Well, whatever you sow, you're going to reap.
Yeah, that's true.
But you take it from the positive side. What you sow, we will reap. Since 2007, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has sown in excess of $40 million.
Since when?
2007.
Woo, we're reaping.
That's a lot of seed, Gloria.
That's a lot of seed.
That's a lot of seed.
That's a big crop.
I called the accounting department a few weeks ago because I wanted to know, because I'm calling in the harvest.
Amen. Amen.
And when they told me, and I took it back to 2007, and just from 2007, $40 million has been sown.
That's awesome, George.
And so, Gloria, I'm believing for increase.
Amen. I'm agreeing with you.
I'm believing for supernatural.
And all of our partners, talk to our partners and tell them to believe with us. And they're the ones that helped us be there.
That's exactly right.
And their increase is for them right now.
And for supernatural multiplication, God is multiplying the seed that has been sown. You know, Job, we talk about Job, and Job's turkey.
I feel richer already.
Well, you're increasing.
Glory to God.
We're increasing as we're sitting here right now. Seriously, we are increasing.
Our faith is increasing.
The God of increase is upon us.
Hallelujah.
Job increased in Job 42:12, the NIV. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys.
You know, the people next door probably said, well, what does Job need but 6,000 camels? You can only ride one camel at a time. But that's not the way God looked at it.
He's the God of increase.
People look at things.
He's the God of increase.
He likes to increase us.
And then this last, I'll read this. We got 1 minute left, Gloria.
Okay.
Turn your page there. 2 Corinthians 9:10. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, He will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you.
Seed for the sower, doesn't it say
That's
in one translation?
Seed for the sower. And He multiplies that seed.
Yes,
now,
He does.
Now, in the last seconds of this, let me give you this bonus scripture, Proverbs 9:11. For by me your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. He
You're
is the God.
You're going to live long and enjoy it.
He's going to, well, we'll look at
in
a scripture.
Abundance.
In a couple of days, we'll look at a scripture that says He gives you prosperity and the health to enjoy it.
Oh, I like
That's coming
that.
Up.
I'm not going to miss
That's
that.
That's from the book of Ecclesiastes.
George, and I'll be right back.
When I read in Genesis, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, He told Adam, be prosperous, multiply, replenish the earth. All this is multiplication. And it's the same thing that He did for Adam, is the same thing He wants for us.
Yeah.
So I know God wants us to be prosperous. And everything that He has said in His words, He showed Adam how to live it. And He says, do what I did. He speak the word, and Adam saw what He had spoken, and it came to pass.
Yeah.
And He's the same thing He wants for us. We speak the word, and it shall come to pass.
Yeah. Economy, defined as the management of resources of a country or community. For a believer, economy can be defined as God's divine plan for the blessing. A vital part of that plan is financial freedom and overflowing abundance. Believers are not subject to the world's economy when they follow God's direction. An obedient believer can thrive when economic challenges are creating havoc in the world. The Spiritual Economics Package is The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, and Gloria Copeland's book, God's Will is Prosperity. This potent package is designed to equip you with spiritual power tools to break the cycle of lack and provide step-by-step instructions to establish God's blessing in your life. The Spiritual Economics Package is your resource for securing your financial independence now. Begin walking out God's plan to prosper you and be empowered to change your world for Him. Order the Spiritual Economics Package today and enjoy a 40% savings. This package contains The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, a CD or DVD teaching by Kenneth Copeland, and Gloria Copeland's book entitled God's Will is Prosperity. Receive both for just $18. For additional discounts and 48-hour processing, order online at kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. For these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org.
We've prepared a great package for you. It's called the Spiritual Economics Package. God wants to provide and produce a great harvest in you, but you've got to give Him something to work with. What is that? Faith. How does faith come? By hearing the Word of God. So I want to encourage you to order your package today. Let's pray, George. Father, I pray for all the people listening. I pray for their healing right now. Be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray for their increase. Bless them. Whatever their situation is, increase it for good in their finances. In the name of Jesus, we receive it. We agree with it. We thank you for the blessing. In Jesus' name, now just receive it.
Thank you, Lord.
Now the partners service is open. Prayer is the foundation of KCM. We pray for our partners every day. When you need prayer, call and let somebody pray for you. When you know there's those times when you just sense that your faith is not what it should be. Call and let somebody preach to you. We want to. If people are there all the time to do it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We also have offices around the world. Check the hours of operation wherever you are. Hallelujah. We have a gift for you. We want to send you this free book, The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith. You can walk in constant victory, and that's the only way to walk and beat the devil in every turn in Jesus' name. So learn how to have the spirit of faith. Act on the Word of God. Tell other people how to do it. Minister to your family on every situation that comes up. So just request your free gift and we'll send it to you today. Whenever we get it, we'll send it to you. Join us tomorrow for Day five. Jehovah Jireh, our supernatural provider. Yay, I can't wait. This is Gloria Copeland and Pastor George. I tell you, I've enjoyed this message. Have you? You've preached to me, Pastor.
Oh, I'm excited.
Glory to God. And we're reminding
you are prospering.
That Jesus is Lord.
For a copy of today's broadcast, go to kcm.org.au. Remember to request your free gift, The Unbeatable Spirit of Faith by Gloria Copeland. Request yours on our website at kcm.org. Or call or write to Kenneth Copeland Ministries. One per household, please. Offer valid for 30 days. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
No matter how long you've been in it, walking with the Lord, you'll continue. If you keep going in faith, doing what He tells you, you'll keep increasing.